This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Good evening, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition of the call-in talk show radio where you can take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And we have lots and lots of stuff to get to tonight. Some of the stuff I have on deck for the evening is a little bit from Bitcoin.com. A new system of robot drug dealers on Telegram allows people to buy illegal products for Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I think Aria covered this one last week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
I must have missed that episode.
Almost like an idea I was talking about today.
However, I also wanted to talk about this from Reuters. It's actually part one of a series, so we won't be able to get to the whole thing. I will post it in our social media. But they've done an independent study on people who die in jail before they even get their day in court. And apparently, the government, of course, keeps track of this number, but refuses to publish it. So Reuters took it upon themselves. And the lead of this article is titled, Why 4,998 Died in U.S. Jails Without Getting Their Day in Court.
Damn.
And I turned 21 in prison doing life without parole.
There's actually probably about another 2,000 more people, and we can get into that, that may have also died. But there are some things that these jails do with their numbers, if you will, to make it seem as if it's lower than it may actually be. So, for example, somebody dies in a jail and they call an ambulance and they're dead by the time the ambulance arrives. They posthumously file some paperwork that said, oh, yeah, they were released, and that way it doesn't count. So
right.
This article gets into some of that. In North Carolina, a mother sues school resource officer who handcuffed and pinned her 7-year-old autistic son. Now, that I started reading this article because I thought, well, that seems odd. This article goes far more into the statistics of children under 12 who are arrested every year. And it turns out that number is right around 50,000 or 65,000, depending
Holy
on
Lord.
Which set of numbers you look at. So
I bet you that's gone up over time.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine it has. But we can talk about that. Also,
that was something that did never happen when I was a kid.
Also on deck, a study shows that 8 million Americans may have fallen into poverty since May. That's about 2 million per month. I teased this a little bit on Saturday. We didn't get to cover it on our Saturday program, so we can talk about that. Also on deck, a new study pegs COVID-19 crisis costs at $16 trillion so far.
Yikes.
Wow.
So far.
All in handouts for, wow.
That's a good portion of the GDP right there.
And what's the population of the United States currently?
320 million.
20 million? Okay. So according to this article from Axios.com, more than 100 million Americans are currently out of the labor force. The real unemployment number, not the one your government gives you. That's just the ones who have filed for unemployment claims recently. But this article goes in depth and talks about how they got to their numbers. And it seems that more than 100 million Americans, so almost one-third of the population now, is not in the labor force.
Is that okay? Now, that does – do you know how those numbers are calculated?
I don't, but we can certainly get into that.
Okay.
And then the other thing, if we have time, a bit of good news from time to time. We get these here on Free Talk Live. I got this from Q13Fox.com out of Seattle. Apparently, police officers are leaving the Seattle Police Department in record numbers.
Yay!
Yay! I told you it was good news.
Probably a bunch of them are going to get a pension, though, so they're going to pay for them.
My gut feeling, I don't
Well, at least, that, at least you don't get what you're paying for.
True. My gut feeling is that they're leaving Seattle for, you know, the cushier jobs out in the suburbs rather than stay in the city proper. But
a lot of times people in the government will retire after 20 years and then get a second job and retire from that in another 20 years.
So we have all of that we could talk about. We can also talk about whatever you want to talk about tonight. In the studio, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And the busy, busy mouth of nobody.
Busy, busy. What are you up to these days, nobody? Give us an update.
I'm running my mouth.
I mean,
you gave a speech today.
How
was that?
It was, I don't know. It sounded slightly unhinged to me. But, you know, I think the world is slightly unhinged right now. And
you're just the guy for the job, then.
Yeah, you know, I'm nobody can save us now, you know. But, hey, I think I have figured out the solution.
Oh, nice. For our listeners who don't know, there was a bit of a rebellion today in, what do we call it?
Malfunction Junction.
It's Central Square?
Yeah, but it's not a square. It's a circle.
Mm. It's a Malfunction Junction.
And,
the Common, as they call it.
The Common, if you will, and nobody got to speak there along with Aria. Fellow host
and Aria. Vincent.
And Vincent, who is still doing his show, yeah?
Yeah, he does his own thing on DLive, on his DLive channel, QA Vincent.
Awesome. Let's just kick things off tonight. Let's go right away to some calls. We've got Larry from Indiana giving a call. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Starting it out right.
My YouTube channel is Larry Von, the Glass Man. On YouTube.
How do you spell that?
I've got commentary.
It's better than Dave in New York's.
Yeah, commentary. But anyway, with the coronavirus, I was downtown. I've been watching these lines go in to vote. You know, sometimes people have to wait 4 or 5 hours, right?
My God.
Jeez.
And that's
insane.
It's a real thing, right? Because so many of the colored people, and they're standing in that line in the hot sun. Without elderly people not being able to use the bathroom or anything, with masks on their face, the mask tight on their face as they go through the line. And the Jews when they were being marched into the ovens to be fried, right, in the gas chambers, they willingly marched along because they had been brainwashed. And you know what they thought? That was a public health prosecution that they done. They moved them from the ghettos because when they moved them there and cut all the utilities off, they accused them of being filthy rats, right? And then they say, we're going to liberate you from the ghetto. We're going to take you to a nice, clean camp. And lined up and willingly went along with them, even as much to march passively into the gas chambers. So,
yeah, Larry, you make a great point. You make a great point about the willingness of people to just follow along. Without questioning, without any sort of backlash at all. It is overwhelming to me.
I don't think it's natural.
I
don't. I think it's television, and I think it's social media.
I don't know, man. I think some people are born wanting to be free, and some people are born wanting to be told what to do.
Dictator. Most people want a dictator that's not going to be benevolent, but that's going to be cruel to them and punish them. That's why serfdom lasted so long. People want a dictator, and they want, and the Democrats are really cruel, you know? They've got social programs that are really bad for people, but I just can't help making that observation that, the same protest I went to, and Lil Doozy came out of line and tore my sign up. It was on the ground, he took it and ran, and everybody in the line was cheering him, and I said, so you want Lil Doozy to be your police?
Yeah.
To come to your house when your wife calls the police on you for beating her, then you want Lil Doozy to come and rescue you with a couple of psychiatrists. Guys know what? We have a covenant with society that when we drive our cars, we won't go into the other lane and have a head-on crash. Mm-hmm. We've got a covenant for that. We have a covenant with law enforcement. They must be able to kill if we want to keep control of our society and not have...
Well, I don't have a covenant with law enforcement. I do agree to not run into somebody else's car, though.
Yeah, I mean, there are, you know, anarchy for me means no rulers, not no rules. So
yeah.
I'm okay with having these things in place to make society go.
You can enter into a voluntary covenant, but nobody ever asked me.
Indeed. That's right. Thanks for the call tonight, Larry. We appreciate it. 855-450-3733. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. $9 trillion, a third of the U.S. debt, has been created just since September 2019. The Bank of China's new digital currency has been used in more than 3 million transactions, worth more than a billion won. Still nothing from the U.S. Federal Reserve's digital currency. John McAfee indicted for tax evasion and SEC violations. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
On a multidimensional probe, the SysGov Trans-Temporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, SysGov's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit BaneBooks at Bane.com for more.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we started talking a little bit about this article from Reuters. It's actually a two-parter. This is just part one, where they did an independent study of, and they found why 4,998 people died in U.S. jails without getting their day in court. They kick it off with the U.S. government collects detailed data on who's dying in which jails around the country, but they won't let anyone see it. So Reuters conducted its own tally of fatalities in America's biggest jails, pinpointing where suicide, botched health care, and bad jailkeeping are claiming lives in a system with scant oversight. And we can talk more about that in just a minute. But first, let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm working on it. Let me find the headline. So there is a headline in the Union Leader in New Hampshire recently that I thought kind of says it all when it comes to how lapdog the media has become.
Okay. So, I mean, it certainly has. It seems that no matter what channel you turn on, if it's ABC, CBS, NBC, or Fox, it's just the different flavor of the same crap.
Yeah, so I'm looking it up right now. You kind of caught me off guard here. I had it in front of me, and then I didn't.
You were the one calling in, though, right?
Don't you have your show prepped on, Dave?
Yeah. Well,
how dearest thou?
I'm earning my pay.
Ian scolds me if I'm not prepped for the show, so you know I try to be ultra prepped.
You've never had that problem. I don't think I've scolded you for that.
I'm just making stuff up for filler here while gotcha. Dave figures out what the heck's going on.
I got lots of things to fill with if you need that. You can now rent a movie theater with AMC Theaters for $99.
$100?
Wow.
Yep.
See,
oh, we should do a film festival.
We should have a band play.
Is the theater in town AMC?
I'm not sure if you actually have to play one of the current movies or if they'll let you play anything you want.
I mean,
I doubt it's going to be anything you want.
I would assume if I'm renting the place, I can do within certain limits whatever I want, right? Like, I wouldn't even have to play a movie, right? I could just rent the place.
That's what I would like to think,
people.
Why not rent a roller rink and have a party?
It says that
big open place, good sound system.
The rates start at $99 and increase to $349 depending on the movie, the theater's location, and any other add-ons like food and drink.
Mm.
So I'm not real sure if you can just play any old movie you want.
Sounds like a
theater. The reason for that difference, one of the reasons for that difference is probably the theaters, if they're playing a current movie or even an old movie, have to pay the studio a different amount for each movie.
Mm, yeah, that's probably correct. Dave, how you doing?
Okay, so I've got the headline here. Quote, Exeter police officer berated and flipped off while patrolling for speeders, unquote.
Well, I mean, it sounds like me having a day of road rage, and when I see a friendly ossifer parked on the side of the road with, you know, his radar gun out or otherwise looking for, you know, revenue.
Is that a euphemism for something?
What?
The radar gun out.
it could
you never know.
Be. I do try and give them the, tell them they're number one in my own way.
So the fact that this would even be a headline in the main newspaper in New Hampshire says two things. First of all, obviously, is that there's not much going on in New Hampshire. It's actually pretty safe still. But the second thing, again, is like I have this saying, you know, by their grievances shall ye know them, right? If your grievance is that somebody did something that's not an act of aggression, you know, it's just speech or something, if you're losing your mind over that, you're the bad guy.
Okay, what I understand here is this is, you said the Union Leader reporting on somebody flipping the bird.
Exeter something?
Or what?
Yeah. That's
how did this become the news story, though? Like, the cops didn't arrest this guy? Like, what? How did this get on the radar of the reporters?
I don't know. I just know that, it's crazy that this would even be news. Does that make sense?
No, yeah, I agree.
I mean, maybe they were crying about it, and the reporter overheard them.
Yeah, is there any indication as to how this became news? Did the police put out a press release complaining because somebody did something mean to them, or did the reporter just happen to see this happen on the street? Like, what did this? Can you give us a
is
taste?
There a story there?
Yeah, what's the story?
No, I don't know. I don't know the story behind it. I just know the headline.
Okay. Oh, so you haven't actually read the piece?
Right.
Well, it is ridiculous that is a headline because. Well, I mean, we've seen this before where somebody does, you know, flip the bird to somebody in a costume with a badge. And, you know, if they take it through court, they determine that it's freedom of speech and it's perfectly fine for you to give the finger to an officer of the law.
Can you give me that headline one more time? Sorry.
Yeah. Exeter police officer berated and flipped off while patrolling for speeders.
Okay. Got it.
Well, I'd tell you what I think of that, but I'm on the FCC's airwaves, so right, I'm not allowed to.
Well, and it sounds to me like it could be something that happens when, oh, I don't know, a group of people do something known as cop blocking. That's where, you know, if a policeman pulls somebody over and, you know, a bunch of people see them, they mosey on over with cameras and, you know, sort of intervene in order to, you know, de-escalate the situation or otherwise get the cops to leave the person
alone. It seems pretty silly to sit here and speculate about a story when we could just pull it up. So I've done that.
Good idea.
Rather than just talking about a headline. Police and town officials in Exeter are expressing their dismay after a new female officer on a speed patrol was harassed by neighbors, given the middle finger, and told that her presence would make it look like a high-crime area. Town manager Russ Dean shared his concerns about the treatment of the officer at a select board meeting last week. So this was the news was at a select board meeting, because they're always at the select board meetings, and the cops brought this to the selectmen. After he was informed about the recent incident by a police chief there, Stephen Poulin, quote, "I think we've been talking a lot about fair treatment of people in our community, and it appalls me that one of our new officers, who literally just got on the street a week earlier, was subjected to that kind of abuse, and I'm disgusted by it, and I want to condemn it publicly. Words can't equate to how I'm feeling about it," said Dean.
Well, you know, words can't equate to how people feel about it when their businesses get shut down by your employer.
Yeah.
And you're the guys who do the beatings in that, aren't you?
If you're a member of the, we'll say, the law enforcement agency in any way, shape, or form.
You're a pig.
And you can't handle getting the bird, get a new job. If you're butthurt over that, get a new job.
Yeah, well, this kind of comes back around. Go ahead, Dave.
The other thing I want to say is thank you to my patriotic brothers and sisters in New Hampshire for standing up to the police peacefully.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you for the call today, Dave.
I want to keep going with this.
We missed you at the rally today.
Yeah, we can do that. That's fine. 855-450-3733. I know I've given cops the bird. Have you? We've got more Free Talk Live coming up. Again, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter in the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor, Ashok Badal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. If it's war he wants, it is war he will get. Bane Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nearly 30 million Americans have already cast their ballot in November's general election. Between in-person early voting, absentee and mail-in ballots, voters have already cast about 21% of the total number of votes cast in 2016. Dr. Michael McDonald of the U.S. Elections Project tells News Nation there are multiple reasons for the spike.
There's a combination of factors that are driving this. One is just the supply. States were going to make available early voting options, especially mail. mail ballots. Some were planned, some were in anticipation of the COVID emergency, but there was going to be a lot more supply of early voting in this election cycle. That was very clear.
He adds that voters of both parties are enthusiastic to vote, adding to the reasons for more early voters. 44 states and the District of Columbia have all begun some form of early voting. This is USA Radio News. President Trump says Sudan will be taken off the list of state sponsors of terror. The president says he was ready to make the move after Sudan agreed to pay $335 million to U.S. terror victims and their families. The removal from this list opens up the possibilities for international aid and loans, something the transitional government desperately needs. Sudan has been attempting to mend its relations with the U.S. for several years, with efforts intensifying following the ouster of autocratic leader Omar al-Bashir in April 2019. It's not a Russian disinformation campaign. That's what the Director of National Intelligence is saying about the emails found on Hunter Biden's laptop. DNI John Ratcliffe tells Fox News that despite the insistence of Democrats, there's no evidence that points to Russia in this case.
The intelligence community doesn't believe that because there's no intelligence that supports that. And we have shared no intelligence with Chairman Schiff or any other member of Congress that Hunter Biden's laptop is part of some Russian disinformation campaign.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can call in and take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We're currently discussing an article in which apparently some folks in Exeter, New Hampshire, were upset because a new female officer received the bird, amongst other things, from some neighbors who didn't want her around in a speed trap. And we'll get to more of that in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's me, the captain. It's you.
And nobody.
Sneezy?
Sneezy.
Not grumpy or dopey?
A little bit dopey.
A little bit, okay. Saw that one coming. One time I was trying to rattle off all of the dwarves, and I said sleazy.
Sleazy?
Which is a combination of sleepy and sneezy, but apparently also a prostitute.
Could be.
Or just very openly sexual. Sleazy. Yeah.
Oh.
Sleazy the dwarf.
I got to give her a call.
Her number's short.
Huh?
Her number's very short.
There you go.
I wanted to tell you before we get back into this story that Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or just meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. And, Ian, please continue with this article that Dave finally got for us.
Dave Ridley called in to bring up this story about a town in New Hampshire called Exeter, where I guess they hired a new female police officer, and she was out doing an apparent speed trap. And what do you know? People don't appreciate the police running a speed trap
in their own neighborhood.
And, you know, there's a lot of focus on police accountability these days, more so than in recent years, more so maybe than in our lifetimes.
Yeah.
But these neighbors did not appreciate this bureaucrat enforcer being there, and so they flipped her off and allegedly harassed her. The town manager claiming that his words can't equate to how I'm feeling about it. He says he's disgusted and wants to condemn it publicly. The incident happened on Washington Street.
I wonder if he even asked her why she was mad.
Who's she?
Or whoever did the flip.
Apparently it was multiple neighbors, so this wasn't one person.
Oh, I thought it was one person. Okay.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I mean, did they even ask why they were mad?
They actually spoke their reasons why they were mad, according to the report here. The incident happened after the officer responded to watch for speeders in response to a resident who'd complained about speeding in the area. So one person called the police.
Okay.
And the police then responded with a speed trap.
This wasn't you guys, was it? Because we had that happen a little while ago. Okay.
Yeah, wait a minute. So somebody called the police. About what?
Speeders.
Okay, and so the police responded by setting up a speed trap.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
According to the town police chief, several neighbors confronted the officer and, quote, berated her with profanities and the middle finger, saying, quote, they said they did not want her on the street and claimed that her presence made it look like a high crime area. He wrote in a note.
Well, it is a high crime area. She's robbing person after person after person.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
She's a pirate.
The police chief said they would continue to monitor speeding, but the officer would no longer be stationary and subjected to the, quote, abuse. So this was actually a successful pushback by these neighbors.
They cop blocked them.
Yep.
This is what I like about New Hampshire. If you're listening out there and you haven't considered moving to New Hampshire and, you enjoy the philosophy of freedom, why, we welcome you, particularly if you're going to stand up for your own neighborhood this.
We have no reason to believe that this was anyone that we know, per se. I have certainly have not heard anything.
That was my first question. I realize you don't know and you haven't read through the whole article, but I was wondering if perhaps they are free staters or they know of free staters or they've seen somebody successfully cop block video and they were like, hey, let's do that ourselves, right?
Well, you guys are just completely leading into my new thing, actually, with this.
Hold the thought on the new thing. Let me give you more from a select board member who weighed in on this. Lovey Roundtree Olive is this person's name. She said the incident was uncalled for, saying, quote, it's beyond disappointing.
Wait. I'm sorry. Her name's Lovey.
Lovey.
Robert. Like from Gilligan's Island, Mrs. Howell.
Was that her name?
Well, that's what Mr. Howell always called.
Well, this is her actual first name.
Well, Lovey. Okay, sorry. Go on.
Quote, it's beyond disappointing. It's embarrassing and beyond disrespectful. I don't understand why they would respond that way, but I truly hope it's not the intention to completely avoid that neighborhood, because if that's how they're responding to a police officer, it worries me how they would respond to somebody who does not live in that neighborhood, who they find to be some form of an outsider, she said.
Well, stop extorting people.
Don't get all teared up.
Yeah. I don't understand why people don't want to be extorted for money when they're not harming anybody.
Yeah. These people, they want to maintain this idea that the police are somehow this respectable group that is helping people. And they're not. They're not helping anybody except into a jail cell or out of the $1,000 or $500 or whatever arbitrary number of money the tickets they're writing and then the court costs on top of
that. That is one of my main concerns about, an agency of violence known as the state police in particular is people, will go through a period of time in their life and they, I don't feel like I'm very well respected. And so instead of figuring out how to actually gain some respect the proper way, they decide, I will join this agency of violence and hold a gun and put on a costume and extort people for money. And then I'll get respect.
That's what happens when you don't know the difference between respect and fear.
The police chief didn't attend the meeting in this question, in this case, but said Friday that while the incident was disappointing, the officer is, quote, fine, wasn't baited into a confrontation, and isn't taking anything personally as she is a true professional. He said further, we're thankful for the outpouring of support from the community, and we knew it was just going to be a few of the 16,500 people here that feel that way. Of course, they have the right to feel or say whatever they want, and we'll continue to provide our best services to everyone and can easily adapt to use different methods to reduce the speeding on that particular road.
Whether you want it or not.
That's right.
I'm told that you can actually make a living flipping cops off.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I have missed my calling. Tell me more.
Well, basically, once in a while, if you go around flipping cops off, they'll arrest you.
Right.
Well, the thing is, that case has been tried
again and again and again
so many times that you'll get like a $50,000 payout when that happens.
Man.
So if you can bait them into arresting you once a year, you know, $50,000.
There's this horribly produced and moderately funny B movie called The Middle Finger, and it's about this fictitious character whose superpower is he turns into the equivalent of a giant middle finger. And I'm wondering if we could just marry those two things together. Maybe maybe we redecorate the no-mobile with a giant middle finger on top of it, and we drive around finding police that are doing, you know, sort of a larger version of cop block.
My way of giving them the finger giving the finger to the police is when I've got it painted up like a cop car and I put the Jolly Rogers on it. That's my thumbs up to them.
Well, you know what else?
Or my middle finger up to them.
Is if you get pulled over and the costumed person with the gun does hand you a bureaucratic piece of paper that says you must now pay them or go to court or whatever, you can in return go, oh, and here's one for you. And it's like a little post-it in the shape of a middle finger.
Oh, there you go. And oh, but also include a bill. Like, you owe me $200 for wasting my time.
Yeah, I bill at $100 an hour.
Put
and
a
you've
bumper
wasted
sticker on the back of your on the back of your car that says, "Do you need psychiatric consulting? Just turn on red and blue lights behind me, and I'll sell you some at $50 at $100 an hour."
855-450-3733. The most creative ways to give police the finger. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com,
and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain. You've got Ian.
And nobody.
And we were just talking in the previous segment about giving cops the bird for fun and profit, apparently. But we had made a couple of points that nobody had said was leading into a thing. And so, nobody, do you want to tell us what that thing is?
Well, the next or the last segment was to some extent about police accountability.
Indeed.
And I've actually got a new project that I'm embarking on that's intended to provide just that. And that is actually an old project that I'm trying to raise from the ashes like the phoenix.
I see. So, and this is about police accountability and how to achieve that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And the project is actually two projects. The first one was Cop Block, which, you know, I was there when Pete and Nademo formed it, and I always loved that organization. And they kind of drifted away and leadership never passed down to anybody else. And then the second program is literally a program. It's a computer program called Cell 411.
I'm familiar with that, right?
So what Cell 411 does is it's a handheld communications app that's designed so that when you have an emergency, you send out a message that goes to other people in your cell. So a cell is like just a group of people. It's a mathematical term. And so it's a so basically you broadcast a message when you're in trouble and somebody comes and helps you or at least knows what happened to you. And at that point, you also have the option of turning on your camera. And if you do, what you capture on your camera is immediately streamed out so that not only do people see it as it's happening, but also even if nobody can get there in time, people know later what happened to you.
Right,
because
and so,
that video is stored.
If I understand the idea correctly, it's sort of a voluntary mutual aid application where
that's exactly
you go around to a bunch of people and go, hey, if I'm ever in need of something like a 911, but I don't want to call the police, I would like to be able to call you instead. And they go, yes. Mm-hmm. And then you in return do the favor for them, and then you establish it, that group of people. And instead of people showing up with guns and badges who are trained to, do all sorts of heinous
things. I mean, in some cases, they might have guns.
Correct. But I'm just saying, instead of getting a state agency to respond, you get instead your friends.
Right.
Right.
Right. You get basically some subset of the local militia.
So you want to marry the cell 411 idea with the other idea.
Yeah, with the cop block idea, and specifically concentrate on areas where there's high crime by the number one gang in America, the Blue Line Gang.
Mm. Well, which is what the cop blockers have been doing. The most effective cop blockers were already using cell 411 as a primary tool. But so you're talking about officially marrying those two things together.
Yeah, the difference is I'm talking about officially marrying them, and then I'm also talking about introducing a new... a new wrinkle into the thing, which is basically marry it to a cryptocurrency.
Oh, interesting.
So that basically
the triumvirate.
if you
the Holy Trinity.
Yeah. Basically, you can contribute to the organization by buying the coin or just trading in the coin.
Sure.
And that puts some energy into the institution. And if you buy coin and hold it for any amount of time, then basically that's a place to park it. Well, you don't need it. You just lend it to the organization and help it operate. And when you need your money back, you sell the coin to somebody else.
That's super intriguing. What else?
Let's see. Well, the other thing that I want to bring in is a new, more militant, branch of cop block, if you will, the cop block special forces, and they would not just watch. They would be people who were willing to lay down their lives, if necessary, to use deadly force.
A real public servant.
Yes, and these would be, so this would be more like the militia, where the first one is more like a neighborhood watch kind of feeling.
Right.
And basically, in order to become part of the organization, all you do is install the app on your phone and start watching for people being victimized by police. Or have it on your phone so that when you get pulled over by police, maybe you'll have what happened to me. I was using this app one day in Manchester, and I got pulled over because the police were, I had a roommate who was a prostitute, and the police were harassing the hell out of me. And so I was already, I hit, Pork 411, and Colin, about 5 minutes later, cause it was right in the area where Colin was, he comes driving by us and yells, F the police, out the window as he's driving by the cops, at which point these cops completely lose interest in me and go chasing him off.
Nice.
And I just looked around like, I can't believe this just happened, and I got back in my car and I drove away. There was no... I was tempted to yell after them, am I still being detained? Am I free to go now?
That's fantastic.
But, you know, imagine if you're getting beat up by police or raped by police, and all of a sudden a dozen civilians with no sense of humor show up.
Yeah, and that's interesting, because that's the one thing that I don't see happening in society today, mm-hmm. right? I don't see, you know, neighborhood people or neighbors of people when a confrontation with police is occurring, where there is no victim, there's no actual crime that went down. I don't see neighbors coming to the aid of the person being harassed by said policeman. And that's an mm-hmm. interesting concept, because now you have a method to make that happen.
And this isn't my idea either. This is a tried and true method. The people who did this before were the Black Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing it in California, in Watts specifically.
Right.
And it was probably the safest that the Black community has ever been in Watts, when they had the Black Panthers looking out for them instead of the police department. And they used to do that. They would drive around, follow cops around in cars, and any time they pulled somebody over, they would get out and watch exactly what they're doing. And it would be, you know, there would be several cars of Panthers doing this every night in Watts. Well, the way that ended, they open carried shotguns when they did it, too. But the way that ended is they outlawed open carry in California. Guess who signed that law?
I don't know.
Governor Ronald Reagan.
Well, you know what Nancy says? If you can't beat them, nuke them.
Well, he nukes the gun rights of California, because he didn't like Black people carrying guns. So I think this would be a great chance also to do the opposite, because Black Lives Matter, Black Lives New Matter, and the best way to show that Black Lives Matter is to go out and stop a cop before he kills.
Indeed. Ian, your thoughts?
I'm with you.
Okay. One of our persons in the Matrix chat, Gary, posts a meme that says, if you have a job that makes a lot of people hate you and makes some people even want to kill you, you should probably consider the possibility that it's because you're the bad guy.
When will they figure it out?
See, I've got that because I cop block. I get death threats.
We've got more Free Talk Live coming up. 855-450-FREE is our number.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that is as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out Intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.